Macca Talks, Cairns Listens, John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Yes, coming up to a quarter to 11, the talk number 1300 872 911. This is Jimmy on the line over at Aloomba. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, John.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
I'm just wanting to talk about pretty much youth justice in our region.
Yes.
And just the youth crime, et cetera, et cetera. Particularly for me, what has stirred it up has been, you know, that tragic incident of Declan Laverty over in Darwin. The boy and the, well, when I say boy, he's 20 years old, but he's still a boy, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the stabbing of him and you know, the tragic passing. That's sort of got me a little bit stirred up, but I'm sort of controlled now, I think. So it was pretty emotional, and I think it was, you know, emotional for everybody in Australia who heard about it. So I'd hate to think what the father and the, you know, the parents, you know, the families and the friends, et cetera, you know, what they're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What was the main point, though, Jimmy, you wanted to make today?
Well, the main points I want to make, I've just jotted down a few things. Look, I spoke to my local councillor, Brett Muller. He's also a lawyer, you know, Brett.
Yes.
And look, and his view is the current sentencing principles for offenders and, you know, I guess importantly, repeat offenders are not working. And, you know, nor are the rehabilitation or intervention programs, you know, which is why we're seeing such an increase in youth crime. You know, like it's out of control. Let's just face the facts. And you know, and more concerning, he says, you know, is the repeat offending, which, you know, is dead set. So, John, you know, like, and he also says, you know, the state government as being responsible, you know, this is from a lawyer's point of view, the state government is being, has been responsible for addressing crime. You know, they must do more in this regard. And, you know, and that is what that's what he's been pushing for. But, you know, there's been some, you know, there's been talks about reforms being made. I really want to look into more into that. You know, one of the reforms with the, you know, the ceasing of bail, I think it is. You may know more about that. I mean, that could be one that, you know, I'm sure, you know, Brett and others have been pushing for. That should work. But, you know, some of the other reforms just don't seem to go far enough. And there's so much more that could be done. Can I just go through what my range of emotions were when I first heard about what had happened in Darwin?
Yes.
So, look, I heard about it early in the morning. It happened on the 9 PM on the Sunday night. I think I heard about it early Monday morning, you know, just by some contacts. And, you know, I was just shattered. And then it was released, I think, in the media later on that afternoon. You know, but for me, what I did was I just wrote down some notes, and sometimes writing something down of the way you're feeling is good. So this is what I wrote. Firstly, shocked. Secondly, confused. Thirdly, immensely sad and sick to the stomach. So sorry for Declan. So sorry for Declan's dad. So sorry for Declan's family. So sorry for Declan's friends. So sorry for Australians who don't even know Declan yet. They are in mourning for our rights and freedoms, for Declan's memory, for Declan's legacy. And then, you know, I am now angry. So the emotion changed. And then personally now, I've had enough. My country, Australia, my state, Queensland, it rants into crime and fear. Frustrated with government's continued inaction. How can you fix a problem when you won't admit there is a problem?
Yeah.
My last 30 years have been working at the coalface, seeing our youth from all different angles of social, of Australia's social catastrophe. It's past time to act, honour our Anzacs. They fought for our country, the freedom from war and terror. Now guess what? War is coming from within.
Yeah.
Our country, our home, our safe haven. Human rights gives criminals rights. Where's victims' rights? Government slash parent responsibility. And then, you know, I just went through. So that was where I was, you know, angry. And and then, you know, the kids, like, kids are kids, and they are too. We adults can show them the way with old-time respect, with tough love, with strict consequences, with hard boundaries. And for me now, like, this is what I jotted as well, is now my time to care, now my time to have voice, now my time to act for my family and friends, for my beautiful state and country, the country I travel, the country I'm proud of, the country I love. Please be with me. So, yeah, so that was it, John. That's what I jotted down. Yeah.
Do you know the one that really shone out for me, Jimmy?
What's that?
Where are the victims' rights? Where are the victims' rights in this, as you put it, social catastrophe? I've recently have been talking about the invisible Queenslanders, if you like, the invisible North Queenslanders, the elderly people particularly carrying in their homes. And they must think, well, nobody gives a stuff about us because there's nothing effective being done about the tidal wave of children given free rein by this so-called juvenile justice system. I don't know how the magistrates sleep at night. They say, we're required to do this. This is the limitations we work under. Wouldn't you think they would get together and go to the state government and say, this is ridiculous. We can't submit our population in North Queensland, particularly the elderly, to this ongoing hell that they have to endure because we have our hands tied behind our back by you, the state government. But we don't hear of any of the magistrates getting together at meetings saying, well, we can't be held with our hands behind our back like this when people are suffering, when people submitted to knife attacks, for example, from kids as young as 10. And nothing being done about it. You know, we hear so much about the things that aren't working. We hear about the parents being fundamentally legless most of the time, being of no value whatsoever in teaching these kids how to live a life. Well, surely something has to be done there as far as intervention is concerned, or we'll never get anywhere with this. Yeah. We hear about, you know, kids not going to school. Oh, we've got a 15% truancy rate. Try double. The fact of the matter is, if kids have never been to school once, and there's thousands of them, they're not part of that 15%. They don't even get counted. So when they say, we've got to look at the 15% truancy, not attending school, there's a whole lot that aren't even on the books. So once again, we've got to get the information right first. But we've got to, above all, instill in whoever's in government in Queensland a spine to once again acknowledge that victims' rights are real. And as a state government, that's their responsibility.
Human rights. We're guided by the United Nations, Australia's in the United Nations, for goodness sake. Mm. A lot of European countries are dropping out of the United Nations because of these very facts. Because the Human Rights Commission and they do some fantastic work, don't get me wrong. But the pendulum swung too far, John. The human rights is for the criminals, the criminals' rights. They're getting their rights.
Yes.
And like you said, the victims aren't getting their rights.
Precisely.
For goodness sake. You know, like Declan. And, you know, there was that, was it 18 months, 2 years ago, when Jennifer Board, the beautiful young lady from Townsville, got killed on that motorbike. Mm. I'm not sure if you remember that. Mm. And that was from someone who was chasing his stolen vehicle with another vehicle, and unfortunately He nudged the vehicle and went across the medium strip and hit the girl on the motorbike and killed her.
Yes.
He ended up getting done for manslaughter.
Yeah.
The fella that was trying to save his vehicle. The ones who actually committed the crime initially, they just got, what do you call it? Community service. Community service, which under the state Labor government is a joke. I know community service, a lot of the youth, they just sit there on a seat and play on their mobile phones and get their hours ticked off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, they've got to do 100 hours, 200 hours.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I know. See, I've seen all this, John.
Mm.
And look, you know, everyone says, all right, we've had enough. We've been saying that for years, for decades probably.
Mm.
Yeah, we've been saying it for years. It's not we've had enough. It's past we've had enough.
Yeah.
We've passed that, John.
Yes.
It's already gone. It's past. You know, this is not Australia. And to accept what has happened to Declan, if we accept that and if it becomes yesterday's news, like it did with that beautiful young lady, Jennifer Borden-Townsville, it's going to be a crime in itself. If we accept it, if it becomes yesterday's news, you know?
Yes.
Like, can you imagine if... Can these people imagine if it was their daughter or son or niece or nephew? The people who are in government, the people who are in control, the magistrates, any of those.
Yeah.
How would they feel if that happened to one of their family?
Precisely.
You know, like, for goodness sake. And, you know, it's all true. You know, there was, I don't know, John. I've got some suggestions. I've actually been thinking about this for probably a few years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I write a lot of stuff down. I've come up with some suggestions and possible programs and ways of doing things. And I'm quite happy to freely share them with anybody who's going to do the right thing and look at what, and listen. They've got to listen to us. They've got to listen to the people who are at the coal face, like with my work and, you know, what I've been doing for, you know, 30, 40 years, I'm at the coalface. But it's not just me. It's a whole masses of other people that are at the coalface as well.
Yeah.
We got an intimate understanding of what's going through these youth's minds, and it's not just the youth, it's the parents.
Yes.
The parents have got to be taken to task.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got an understanding of the family situation. Now, it's not, don't get me wrong either, it's not just white. It's not just black, and it's not just yellow, and it's not just whatever other colour you might think. It's
sure.
not whether you're politically this way. It's not whether you're religiously that way.
Mm.
You know, it's got nothing to do with, you know, well, gender or anything. You know, it's a broad thing. It's a broad thing that we're talking about here. So it goes across everything. You know, the thing to consider, what we've got to consider is, first of all, United Nations, you know, is there a way that Australia can, I don't know if we get out of the United Nations or if we restrict the effect that the United Nations has on us with the Human Rights Commission?
Yeah.
The federal, state, and local governments, the three tiers of government, you know, we need to have discussions about that.
Yes.
The judges, the juries, you know, what about the police and the AMBOs? The emergency services who've got to turn up to these crimes.
Mm.
The nurses. You know, nurses, these people are going through hell. All because we can't get our act together as far as having a decent justice system set up or a juvenile justice system set up.
Mm.
You know, kids are kids. If you can do tough love, old-time respect, and strict consequences, they will be fine. And there's a lot of beautiful kids out there, and all they need to be given is an opportunity to show that they're caring people, and they are. You know, kids aren't born bad.
Mm.
It's the parameter that they're allowed to live in, and it's their parental upbringing. You know, that's what shapes them. They can do it. They can do it. We've just got to give them an opportunity, John.
This has been very, very powerful, Jimmy. Really, really powerful. With those suggestions of yours, don't go away on this. You know, today we'll have to wind up, but please take the opportunity in future to step us through some of these suggestions. The fact that you've been at the coalface in this matters, in these matters for many years, that's solid gold to us out here who want answers for this, as you put it, social catastrophe that's enveloped the nation. Thank you for this morning, and hopefully we'll talk again soon,
John,
Jimmy.
For your listeners, there is hope. So we can get through this, but we got to fix Australia.
Yes,
we got to fix Queensland. We got to fix our region.
Excellent, Jimmy. Really appreciate your contribution today. Thank you,
Jimmy
Alumba, with a contribution from the heart.